There are two really important things about the plan. The first is it is absolutely the result of a partnership between my office and our senior acquisition executive, Mr. Van Buren. As we developed the plan, what's important to recognize is we did this collaboratively, we did this in partnership, and then we coordinated it Air Force-wide. So one of the keys to success of any plan is getting large degree of stakeholder buy-in. So I think that's also very important to understand with regard to the plan. The plan itself has three major goals. The first is to stop the decline in the award of small business prime contracts. The second is to take a look at game changers that will reverse the trend medium to long term. And the third is really to take a hard look at the value-added proposition for what our small business community is doing to try and promote the use of small business across the Air Force.
I wanted to step back for a sec. You mentioned the relationship with the acquisition office. Now, the small business office is not a very big office. You don't have a ton of employees. Give me a sense of how that relationship is changing the way the Air Force looks at small business more broadly.
As long as we're in alignment and partners with AQ, what then happens is we drive from the top down what the acquisition community is focusing on. So the plan is communicating to the entire acquisition workforce and those that support it that we're serious about doing this. The fact that AQ then put the implementation of this plan into its goals and objectives for calendar year 12 also communicates to both the small business community and the acquisition community and all the communities that support us that we're going to be serious about tracking our progress as we go forward.
Give me a sense of how you're going to track your progress, because data is tough, market research is tough. How are you going to address both of those areas?
What you're going to see are a whole new series of metrics that we're going to be putting together. So, for example, in the spring review, I mentioned to you our program executives will be reviewing both their prime contract small business activity and subcontract activity. Now, we've never done both of those things in the spring review before, so that would be a good specific example of what we're going to do differently. Then over the course of the next couple of weeks, as we have a chance to, again, work with AQ in partnership, you're going to see a couple of other different metrics coming out. But at the end of the day, people want to see, are the things that we're doing having a meaningful impact on small business participation? And that's what I'm really going to focus on.
The subcontracting piece, that's a tough nut to crack in many ways because the data is not very good. How are you going back and saying, okay, how do you make sure that the Air Force is getting good data? You mentioned you're working with the Small Business Administration, with the General Services Administration, maybe some others to deal with that issue.
We're partnering with DCMA, my counterpart, their Small Business Director, Mark Olson, to put together a lean review of the entire process for collecting and actually using the data that we collect for subcontracting. So I'm a firm believer that once I know what the process is, then I can take a look at the what I call injection that will make the data and the process better. So what we're engaged in right now is making sure we understand how this thing works today, and then we very specifically understand how it can work much better tomorrow, and then we're going to engage with the SBA, we'll engage with the GSA, and other key stakeholders across the department to see if we can't make something happen soon to fix it.
You mentioned a couple specifics that you're going to work on around maybe a pilot program. Let's start there. What's the pilot going to be about? How's it going to work? What's the timing?
The pilot that we talked about was rapid fielding. And so what we're doing across the Air Force is we find that many people at individual locations know the small businesses that have world-class capability to do that. We're now trying to take a look at whether or not we can do that Air Force-wide. So again, we're going to engage with industry, we're going to engage with our partners, both in the acquisition community and other functionals, to see if we can't get this right. Then I want to come back and engage with industry and engage with key stakeholders to say, is this a process that folks are comfortable with? Is this something we can scale? And if we can, if we get that kind of buy-in, then I take the pilot and I scale it Air Force-wide.
The other thing you mentioned was incentivizing large businesses to do more subcontracting with small businesses. And one of the things you mentioned was a award fee clause that maybe you're working on or that you're going to insert into some contracts. That's always tricky because of the data problem. First, talk about those incentives and what you're thinking about, and then potentially even some penalties that you're considering.
My partner in this is Mr. Van Buren, and the great thing that he's brought to the United States Air Force is a keen understanding of the way industry works. So Mr. Van Buren, in talking to me about the way we should do this, was very clear to say, you have to put meaningful incentives into the contract. So one thing we're exploring is whether or not we would have an award fee kicker on top of what other incentives we have in the contract that would be focused on how that company either met or exceeded, I should say, not say met, but exceeded its small business goals.
How do you make the kicker big enough? And I know that's maybe a question that you have to look down the road, but how do you make a kicker big enough that is enough incentive for the large business?
There absolutely has to be a balance. And I don't have a particular number for you yet. Again, we're early on in the process. But what I will tell you, again, based on Mr. Van Buren's experience, is award fee kickers will get a disproportionate amount of executive attention for lots of various reasons. So if we're trying to target behavior and we're trying to get people to do the things we want, we think that might be the most effective way to actually make meaningful change. But again, we have a lot of work to do. We're exploring it, but we're nowhere near from making a final decision.
Over the next 3-6 months, what should small businesses be looking from your office, from the Air Force more generally?
One of the things I'm excited about, and we'll be working with industry associations in particular, is to try and do a better job with market research. One of the things that my preliminary assessment, again, I've only been on the job 5 months, is that the small business community often gets involved with too little too late. So if we try and get involved earlier in the life cycle of a procurement, we'll need to get to be much better at market research. And I think we have a lot of work to do there. But again, to do that right, we have to get industry buy-in, and we have to come up with a process that both we and industry are comfortable with.
One of the challenges with market research is kind of the you don't know what you don't know. Is there a way you guys are starting to look at how to overcome that? Well, we don't know that company existed, but they would have been a great partner.
Precisely. So there are a million ways to go after this. So when I talked about our pilot project, we're trying to start small to get the process right and see how it scales. But theoretically, I think the thing that excites me is if we come up with a template that industry thinks is fair, and we can pass legal muster and all the other things we have to do, and we can incentivize industry to give us that information, then what we're doing is we're taking a small workforce and leveraging it dramatically, because thousands of small businesses will be feeding us the data that we need to try and do intelligent market research. They, industry, then need to know we're going to push that data out in a way that they're comfortable with to our buyers. And if we do that, then we create, I call it a flywheel effect, and we have both a push and a pull for the data and how it's used.